takes a lot of prep work to get this podcast going, you know.
Yes, yes.
It's not easy, Caroline, on this very special day.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Oh,
pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
You know where that comes from, right?
Where?
The Flintstones.
Oh, really? Oh,
my God. You don't know that's from the Flintstones?
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. How do you not know this from the Flintstones?
Oh, my God.
Why won't this play?
I thought you were going to start with our wedding song.
I am, but it won't play. It's
because getting that wedding song, it... Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The King sang for us.
Wise men say,
19 years ago, she fell for it.
Oh, yeah.
How ironic. You were the fool that rushed in that day, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Y vuélveme el taoíno que viene azotando.
I love that song.
Ay, 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 chiquitita.
That's my worst mixing of music ever.
It is horrible. Hey guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey Jeffy, there we go. I had to shut that off.
And we have a special guest again in the house.
We do? Who?
Yes.
Oh, Jackson's here. Yeah. That's right. Don't call him over yet. He's going to come over.
Yeah.
Use his name.
Hey,
he comes over.
So yeah, wedding anniversary today.
Yeah.
And you know, we're going to talk about the story again, okay? We're going to get Webin on in a couple of minutes and also Johnny Famolari.
Yeah.
I mean, we had over 250 people at our wedding.
Were that many? Was it that many?
Well, can I tell you what happened? 50 extra people showed up.
Spanish people bring everybody.
Yeah, remember, oh my God, we should get Ruben on. So Ruben comes. I invited him and his wife, okay? Ruben invited his whole family. I think there was like 5 more people.
Right.
And on top of it, he goes, oh, this is my cousin. She just flew from Santo Domingo today. You mind if she comes?
Probably his girlfriend.
I said, are you kidding me? I said, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wanted to get him on. Jeff, you have his phone number?
Ruben's phone number?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Of course I have Ruben's phone number on my phone.
Let's get Webin on first, okay?
Okay, hold on.
Today's going to be a day of remembrance.
I remember the wedding because this is what I remember the wedding. Excuse me, sir. Sir, can you get out of the way, sir? I want to talk to Carolina. This is some guy from like Univision. And then some other guy's like, excuse me, sir, I would like to get to, sounds like the same guy, of course. I would like to get to, this was a guy from like Telemundo.
Yes.
And then there was that TV show, some TV show was there. I forgot what that was.
I forgot what show was there, but you know, TV was there, of course.
Of course, to cover the queen being taken off the market. Oh my God, the world ended that day.
But before that, we had the New York Times article.
Remember that? Oh, terrible.
My God.
Some worst picture of me and my wife. We both looked terrible in that picture.
I don't remember the photo.
Oh, I hate that photo.
It was my brother-in-law, Gary, was like, remember the speech he gave?
Yeah.
He goes, I learned things about these guys that I never even knew.
Because Carolina told this story about how she got a splinter in her butt, supposedly.
It's true. This is, you know,
supposedly.
So let me tell you guys, okay? So this is what
she always says to me, wrong girl, when she's telling a story. Hey, wrong guy.
No, this was you. So this is when Jeff and I were still dating. I was home in New Jersey, living with my parents still. So Jeff, you know, he was getting, you know, you were getting what, hot and bothered?
Yeah.
So I said, no, my parents are sleeping. Let's go to the back. And of course, Jeff put me on the picnic table. I didn't know that there were splinters there. I was yelling.
Yeah, she wasn't yelling because of me. She was yelling because of the splinters. It wasn't my penis, pardon me, okay? It was the splinters, which felt better, actually. Splinters are better than my penis. Apparently.
Anyway, so that article...
They're better than anything. Splinters are the greatest, you know? Yeah. Don't you love getting a splinter and
you have to
light a match on the needle to sterilize it and take it out? That's just the greatest feeling, isn't it?
Anyway, so I did... story made it to the New York Times, so the article was in the paper.
Somehow that got in the paper. Well, who told that? You told it on the air, right?
I think so, yeah. I actually didn't get interviewed. Everything that was written was stuff they hear on the air. It was a listener.
Do you remember the guy came to our apartment and took a picture of us?
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Guy from the New York Times came to our apartment, the apartment we lived in before we came to the house here.
Yeah, that's right.
And took a photo of us in the living room.
That's right.
And we looked terrible.
Yeah, you're right.
I look at that photo. I just can't stand it.
Oh, my God. Hey,
because, you know, our wedding picture, I look so cool in our wedding picture. I have spiky blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, my hair's orange. Remember, I got my hair cut the night before. Thank you, Gloria. Gloria, the hair cutter.
Exactly.
She gave me, like, orange hair for my honeymoon.
That's right. You did.
Remember I got it dyed?
That's right.
What color do you use?
I forgot what color that was.
I used honeymoon orange. Oh, thank you, Gloria. That's so kind of you. So
we prepped for this wedding. I mean, well, actually, I did.
Oh, yes.
I prepped for this wedding months ahead.
I did, too. I kept trying to run the other way.
We actually had to reschedule this wedding twice.
Yeah, we did, right?
Because, honestly, I hadn't been accepted totally into the Jensen family. Can I tell you something? The first time I went to meet Jess' parents.
Oh, no.
So, of course, I'm a little nervous. So your mother offered me a glass of wine, and then she was making dinner. And your mother did say this. I'm not kidding you. She said, would you like tacos for dinner? I'm like, okay.
Because Sid can run to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It's only a mile up the block. I'm not going to make tacos for you.
I don't know
My
why.
Son's probably going to dump you in 3 weeks, so there's no friggin' way I'm going to sit here and make tacos, which I've never made in my life.
Oh, my God.
Actually, my mother has made tacos in her life.
But. Oh, my. It was funny because your mother did say that to me. She goes,
really?
I think.
I bet if you asked my mother today if she said that, she would say, no way did I say that to your bride. Mm-hmm. Your bride. Well, actually,
yes,
you were never near my bride then.
No, I was just starting to date you. I think I had been dating you maybe a month or two before I met your parents. Yeah, yeah.
I said, "Mommy, I love you. She's famous. She's like the whole world knows her. The whole world. She's the Spanish Robin Quivers."
Hey, get with Bean. I want to talk to him. Get him on.
Yeah.
So I want to get with Bean.
So happy anniversary, honey. 19 years later.
I know, right?
What have you learned? What do you love most about me, Carolina? Huh?
No, it's, in all honesty, you're polite. You bring me flowers a lot, which I love.
Oh.
That's
all it takes, guys.
And more
being polite.
Importantly, Jeff makes me laugh still. To this day, he always makes me laugh.
Oh. I cook, too.
You cook, yes, yes.
I don't clean.
No, oh, my God.
All I do is cook.
That's another story, the cleaning. Although you've been doing that a lot lately because we're trying to declutter this house.
Vacation's over today. We've been on vacation for...
almost 2 weeks. Almost.
You.
Almost.
I've been on vacation 11 days.
Yeah, oh, my God. It's been amazing.
10 days.
Back to work. Jess back on the air tonight. Okay, let's go.
Back to regular radio tonight.
Hello?
Webin, it's Carolina and Jeff.
Hey.
We're on the podcast.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. So Webin did not come to our wedding. Webin, did I know you? I didn't know you
I didn't know him then, right? We didn't know him.
What happened?
Webin was stealing cars when we got married, Carolina. He didn't come to our wedding. He was probably in jail.
And I was stealing lunch money from Jew kids like you.
Webin, so you weren't actually on the radio yet, right?
What?
When we got married, because everybody came to my wedding.
2002. Where were you?
I wasn't on the radio. I was some dickhead that really believed every fucking thing that you guys talked about. I really thought that Carolina was a real whore and stuff like that. And then turns out that she was fucking married to one fucking Jew guy.
That's
bullshit, man. I never felt so. Ripped out of my
fool,
mind.
Deceived.
That she wasn't really freaking. I was bamboozled that she was a whore.
Oh yeah, we fooled you. Of course.
Yeah,
that's what they do in radio. You know, right?
Webin, so you know what? The day of our. Hold on. So, well, somebody wants to say hi to you. Okay, say hi. Say hello.
Hi, Daddy.
No, say hi, Gubin.
Say hi, Gubin.
Okay, I don't need other kids.
This one's cute. This one's even cute.
Hi, Daddy.
I'm very cute.
He's cute.
I named you, by the way, because they were going to name you some other shit. They were going to name you some fucking thing. Okay.
He's blonde and cute, you know?
Go watch your iPad. Go watch your iPad.
Hey, Jackson. Hey, Jackson. Ask, where's Natalia?
Hi, Dada.
Where's Natalia? Ask her. Ask what Gubin.
Gubin is.
Where's Natalia? Ask him.
You
know, one thing that he got from Carolina that he's stubborn, he doesn't repeat shit.
I know. Yes, he does. He's got plans for Natalia in a couple of years, my son.
Who disconnected me? Hold on. He disconnected me. I don't hear anything.
What do you mean?
Okay. Go watch your iPad. We'll call you in a couple minutes again, okay?
I look over at the Gubin Memorial chair here, you know. I threw that chair away, actually. You know that? Your old headphones are here, but I threw the chair away. I had a ditch. It had teddy hair all over it.
So we're being, you know, is that your dog?
Yeah, my dog is barking at everybody. He thinks he's a terrorist.
So you know, at our wedding, there was a section in the back, like, you know, Jeff, remember, where everybody was like partaking in some.
It was called outside around the fountain. Remember, everybody was outside around the fountain.
Everybody was smoking. Remember that?
Did you guys have the same shitty picture like by Terrace in the Park or some bullshit?
No,
you guys really white and you got married in Long Island.
Now we got married in New Jersey.
Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. Okay. Yeah, because you see Latinos that get married in the New York tri-state area,
right,
usually have the shitty picture in front of Terrace in the Park, which that's the shittiest place ever.
Have it a fake.
I mean, that place is falling apart.
That place is
worse than the Chaplin building that fell through in Miami.
Wow. The Terrace in the Park is that? Oh, that's the one. Yeah, the one in Queens, right?
And then they take the other shitty picture with the globe and shit. Which, by the way, that's COVID written that place.
Oh my God, really?
Really?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Hey, Wabin, so that day, I remember Johnny Famolari was at the wedding. We have to call him next. He was in a fight with his wife. I don't know why. And then you know Ruben?
Because he's Johnny.
Okay, but you know Ruben? So I invited Ruben and his wife to the wedding, okay? He showed up with his whole family, and then he brought also family from DR that had arrived that day.
Because I mean, you have to understand that Dominicans and Latinos in particular, you know, they don't understand that it's, you know, plus one. You know what I'm saying? It's
exactly
plus one, and the family of the plus one. You know, that's the way they think.
But you know,
he read the number wrong, apparently.
But you know, Ruben also never RSVP'd back that he was actually coming. So I would.
There's no such thing as RSVP. Usually, it's out the window. Yeah, your wife, yeah, I'll never move.
But you know what? He also came in the Mega 97.9 van that day, and when he left,
he doesn't have a vehicle. He doesn't have a vehicle, so the station provides him a vehicle. So he thinks that that's his own personal use of a vehicle.
Wow!
And he also got into an accident with the vehicle at the end of the wedding.
Really?
Yeah, he got into an accident.
And I guarantee you that he sued and got some money from that too, because that's the way it works.
Not bad.
And then Boca Chula showed up to, it was hot that day. He came in a leather suit.
It was hot. That's right. Oh, that's right. The church was hot.
I was like, I said, Boca Chula, what are you doing in a leather suit? Like he was, and you could hear her getting, because he was sweating so much, you could hear her crunching.
I guarantee you it was those times probably when Eddie Murphy was out in his broad thing and he was looking at that shit. So he's, you know, a big fat Dominican guy thinks that it's hot to dress up in a leather outfit. No, you look like a fucking dead cow when you dress like that.
It was a good day though. You know, it was a lot going on that day. And then after the wedding, guess what? Jeff's best friend Alex came with his then girlfriend. Okay, but you know what? You know what happened? So they had nowhere to stay. We had the hotel next to our wedding venue. They stayed in our room that night.
It was a suite we're being, and my wife was passed out, so there was no action anyhow, so it didn't really matter.
It's ridiculous. Okay, listen, Carolina, there's nothing wrong with that, because honestly, after you guys been banging all this time, you really going to have a honeymoon? Really, guys?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a special night. That was a beautiful room.
That was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. I mean, we had champagne, food, and everything.
I've told this story before, right? I walk in the room. I went out to get something. I forgot. I come back in the room, and there's Carolina. She's passed out in her wedding gown.
On
150 of those envelopes people give you, you know, for the gifts. She's just passed out on the pile of money as if she'd struck gold. But we didn't strike gold.
A lot of
rich Jews? No, not really.
Jewish people going there, they give good gifts.
Why are you yawning so much? Why are you yawning so much? Is this boring to you?
No, I'm not yawning.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not yawning.
Devin's like yawning every 2 seconds.
Jackson got me up 10 after 6 this morning.
You're talking about the wedding. This shit was, what, 25 fucking years ago?
19.
To live to the whole fucking, I've lived through 19 years of this, so I want to talk about it.
It's the same shit.
So Cuomo gave his farewell speech today. What are your thoughts?
Yep.
Listen, Cuomo, you know, you got to be careful, because we talk about Cuomo, he'd probably be stroking you right now through that microphone.
Oh, my God. No, yeah. What did you think, though? What did you think of his farewell speech?
Listen, I think the guy did the right thing. He resigned. It's time for him to go. The worst thing is when you act like, you know, your shit doesn't stink and that you're the only man in town. That's what's going to happen. Well, you're going to create some enemies.
Yeah.
And that's basically what happened. You know, a couple of chicks said, hey, I don't want you sticking your tongue down my throat, and you know you got it. You know, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, some of those accusers. I don't know. Some of the accusers look. The one girl in the picture, she's a little questionable. I don't know the other ones. They're all legit. They did this investigation, but the girl in the picture, she's smiling. She looks all happy. I mean, I don't know if that's an indication of whether he did something bad or not.
Okay. This is what happens, and I mean, I guarantee you, he boned a couple of these chicks. I mean, I'm not doubting it
maybe.
At all. I just think that he maybe promised them something, and he didn't come through with it. And
yeah,
you know, maybe. Hey, he touched me this
Why?
Way.
Why?
You know, because I just don't understand, Carolina. You're a woman. Mm-hmm. How does you walk into a room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a guy just puts his hands up your blouse. How does that happen? I mean. You know how hard it's been for me? For me to get my hands up Claudia's blouse?
I would have ratted you out in a second.
And I was dating her.
It does happen. Yeah, it does. Look, it does happen. And no doubt it happens. I've seen online people telling stories that they're sexually assaulted. I mean, I feel for people who genuinely have had stuff happen to them, oh, my God, I feel horrible.
Of course, it sucks.
High profile things are weird though because you don't know. You know what I mean? You don't really know. I mean, and when somebody's powerful, male or female, people are going to suck up to them, no doubt. You know what I mean? But guy, they did an investigation. They found him. This was the conclusion.
And he's out. He did do the right thing and
he's
stepped
done.
Down. You know, are they still gonna like bring charges against him? Criminal charges?
Probably not. He did a good job as governor. He got a lot of good things done in the state. You know.
The guy's gonna be walking away. I don't know what is it with $50,000 or something like that.
Yeah, but he's got no place to live. He should have said at the end of the speech. And by the way, if anybody has an apartment for me, I'll move in now.
Shit.
Hey, any young chicks out there who aren't 63? He's 63, right?
Yeah, he's 63.
Yeah, 63.
He's like my brother's age. He's my brother's age, basically, you know?
All right, guys, listen, let's move on. Wibby, thanks for coming on, sharing some of your stories with us. We're going to move on, call Johnny. And hopefully, hey, have you heard of Ruben? Is he okay?
I haven't heard of Ruben. Ruben probably 6 feet under or something.
Oh, my God, stop.
Wow.
All right, we love you. See you later, okay?
All right.
Take care, man. Thanks.
All right.
Try to get Johnny. Jackson, no, baby, mommy's recording. We'll talk in a minute, okay?
All right.
Okay, let's get Johnny Femolari on.
Let's
see if we remember. I don't remember him fighting. He told me they got into a fight with his wife, so.
At our wedding?
Yeah, at our wedding, yes.
You know, the problem with Johnny Femolari is I had a lot of phone numbers on my phone from him. I think I deleted them all because none of them were current.
Let me see if he actually texted me back. Let me see.
I only have 10% power.
No plane on the stairs.
Oh, wait. Johnny 1, Johnny 2, Johnny 3. Want to try one?
I'll give you his number right now. Hold on a second.
What's the area code?
Hold on a second.
Tell me the area code, please.
Hold on a second.
Is it 347?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Does the next number start with a 7?
I don't remember. No.
No?
No.
Oh, this is not the number.
Jackson, hold on. Hold on. Jeff, continue because he's playing on the stairs right now.
Hold on.
Jackson, come here. Come to mommy. Sorry, guys.
He's upstairs. Don't worry about the sorry. You don't have to apologize. People who know, he's down here. So. There you go. Apologize, schmologize. Hey, there you go.
Let's see if Johnny's there.
Trump's in the city at Trump Tower, apparently.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He doesn't live here anymore, right? He's just in Miami all the time.
Yeah.
He's in Florida, right?
Yeah, in Florida. De Blasio made him unwelcome here.
Mommy.
No.
Trump did a lot
for the city, man. I mean, you know, Trump was Trump.
Yeah.
He did a lot for New York when he was here.
Did you have anything else in the news before we're out
nobody
here?
Could fix the rink, right? Hold on a second. Nobody could fix the Woolman rink, right? In the end?
No one did, right? Still the same?
So the hurricane was a bust.
Oh, my
sort of.
God.
Sort
but
of,
it
but,
did
not
rain,
sort of.
Though.
It
did
rained
rain a lot.
It's still raining. But overall, the hurricane did not hit Long Island.
It was downgraded, yes.
Tropical storm basically was east of Montauk, which is out east on the island, all the way at the end. And in the end, we just got a lot of wind here, right?
Jackson!
No, sorry, we got a lot of rain. We didn't even get any wind, right?
No wind at all. It's all rain. And this morning, too, it was like raining like crazy. I don't know if it stopped yet. Mm.
So in the end, nobody got blown by Henri, right?
No one got blown away. No one got hurt.
Blown away. You missed my joke. Nobody got blown by Henri. It's a joke. Get it?
No, I didn't
blown
get
by Henri?
I got to tell you guys something, though, okay? So we do have a washing machine and dryer here at the house, okay?
Yes, we do. Oh,
anyway.
Yeah, go ahead. I
got to tell the story, okay?
Oh, yeah. By the way, your mother asked me, she said, why is Carolina at the laundromat today? Don't you have a washer and dryer
we
downstairs?
We do, but can I tell you why I'm at the laundromat? Because
it's a great meeting place. It's like the barbershop. You know, the barbershop is like a meeting place for people. For some communities, the laundromat is a spot, right, Carolina?
Exactly.
You're socializing there now, right?
First of all, because I have bags and bags of sheets, of comforters, and I wanted to do it all like within
the
hour. Yeah, faster.
Yeah.
This is why I went there. So I go, And I'm trying to shove a lot into the big, big washing machine, right? Mm-hmm. Then the lady comes over, whoever, you know, the young girl, you know, like, okay, it's not your laundromat. She goes, please don't overstuff it. I'm like, no. I said, I'm fine. I said, I'm fine right now. Okay, so it was like 20 minutes to wash. And then I come back and this huge sign is, I'm like, literally, it was probably for me. Please do not overstuff the washers and dryers. I'm like, obviously that was meant for me. Okay, just tell me to my face this was meant for me. Okay, why put that huge sign?
Because
no one else is in the laundromat.
They, caught on to you because you were there last week, right?
Because I had
stuffing
more.
Wait, when we got back from vacation, you went over there like the next day, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Right?
And I can tell you, you know, it's funny. One of my big complaints about Carolina doing laundry here. I do laundry too, by the way. But when Carolina does it, I come down and I open the you know to take the clothes out of the dryer, and there's like three loads in one in the dryer. Like the clothes just keep on coming out. You ever see the cartoon where you open the closet and everything falls on the guy? There was like a character back years ago that did radio, and the guy would have a full closet, and everything would fall out of him. Well, that's what happens here when I go to empty the dryer. Like everything falls out of the dryer. You got three. Caroline's watching Jackson like a hawk. He went upstairs, right?
I don't know. The door is... Jackson!
All right, shut his iPad off, though. His iPad's annoying in the background. But
anyway, guys. So, of course, that sign was for me.
Put up a sign specifically for you. Don't overstuff the washers and dryers. Wait, but you told me that she works there, right?
She works there.
Oh, you said it's not her laundromat. She's an employee, though.
She's an employee.
If the machine breaks on her watch, she's probably fired.
I don't know.
You want her to get fired?
No. But this... Anyway... Anyway,
poor Maria to get fired. She probably can't get another job anywhere.
Bottom line is,
that's probably her dream to work in that laundromat. And she's like, "Look at this broad disobeying the rules." Yeah.
Oh no, I don't know. If she thinks I of course I had a mask on. I don't know. If she thinks I knew I speak Spanish. All right, I heard her complaining to some friend
in Spanish.
Oh my God! I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, okay.
Usually,
anyway.
You guys pick each other out through with the eyes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's always the eyes.
Yeah, I know.
I thought Caroline was going to talk to some guy the other day at this restaurant. She said no. She said to me, "No, he's Indian." I'm like, oh, I thought he was Spanish. He kind of had the dark, you know, he just had that look, you know.
Oh my God! It's like a lot of dust down here.
Oh my God! The coughing on the air. And this one's yelling. Oh,
all right, guys, we're getting out of here. Let's see, you want to advertise? 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. Sorry we cut this short. We're out of here. Love you guys.
Jackson fell and hurt himself. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.